From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister criticizes the UN Security Council and the international community. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu criticized them for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey open its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking in The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused the Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. South Korea says it is suspending all activities at an industrial complex it operates jointly with North Korea. The suspension comes in response to the North's recent nuclear test and rocket launch. Unification Minister Hong Yong-kyo told reporters Wednesday his government is taking the action to prevent North Korea from using the proceeds from the industrial complex to fund its nuclear weapon and ballistic missile development programs. Senator Bernie Sanders, running as a Democrat, and Republican businessman Donald Trump coasted to big victories in their respective party presidential primaries in New Hampshire on Tuesday. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign is quickly moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina has ended her candidacy, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to drop out as well. Officials in northeastern Nigeria say dozens of people have been killed in two suicide attacks on a displaced persons camp. The attackers blew themselves up at the Dikwa DMP camp, which houses thousands of people driven from their homes by the six-year Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News.